Good morning. 8:51 in the morning in February the 19th, I think. Yeah, Tuesday, February 19th. Cold. The temperature at my house, the thermometer at my house said 20, but the official temperature is like 12. I think it's closer to 12 than 20, to be perfectly honest. It's cold this morning. Quite cold. But it's before 9 o'clock. I'm between 8 and 9. I'm walking. I'll be home by 10 past 9 and I'll get into audio editing. I've got the Tarzan story recorded. I re-recorded the piece that got cut off yesterday. So that's ready to go in the audio editor this morning. We'll get that one out today. We'll break open the story Bible, start working on Greedock the Splithead for tomorrow. Yeah, day is underway. It's cold. God, it's cold. Usually my fingers warm up by now. I balled my fists up in my gloves so fingers aren't exposed quite so badly. And for some reason, Endomondo has shut off, Pandora shut off, everything shut off. I'm not quite sure exactly why. Maybe I bumped the machine or something, I don't know. So I don't know what kind of time I've got. It's 8:51. And I'll get home when I get home. So, I was hiking right along, too. It's too bad I didn't have the time. My thighs are telling me, yo, dude, you were walking too fast. My nose is running, and my beard is frozen to my face from the breath that's condensed on it and frozen. I am wearing the cold weather gear today, so it's not too terribly bad. My core is nice and warm. It's just fingers and legs are cold. But given that it's half past February and not even full day yet, it's not too surprising that it's cold out. So yeah, good enough. Anyway, Evo Terra's new book. I haven't had a chance to get it onto my phone yet. I need to do that. It's, How to Write Copy. Aimed at authors. How to Write Copy, How to Write a Bio. And I'm really anxious to see what he has to say about it. John Ward has read it all, apparently. He jumped right on it when it came out. I've had it for a couple of days, and I still haven't got it on my phone, so that's not a good sign. Of course, the other side of the coin is that I haven't got anything read lately. I'm still reading When Women Were Warriors. That is a wonderful book. I'm enjoying it. I'm about two-thirds of the way through. And there's still time for it to go pear-shaped on me, but I have to say I'm enjoying the hell out of it. It's the book my kids have to call and remind me to come pick them up because I'm sitting in the parking lot reading, forgot to move up to the pickup spot. Yeah, it's that good. So, works out. Today I'm making spaghetti sauce. When I go home this morning, I'm going to make some spaghetti sauce. Homemade. I used to do it all the time. I used to always make my own sauce. Then I got lazy and started using store-bought sauce. But store sauce is kind of acidy. It has a little too much sugar in it for my taste. So, got a couple of cans of tomatoes. They'll make a very rich, very bright flavored sauce for fettuccine this afternoon for dinner. So, something to look forward to for me anyway is a little bit of home cooking. Jeez, there's a lot of traffic this morning. Aren't you people all at work? Speaking of work, my wife decided not to go to work today. She's under the weather. She did so well. She's gone almost a whole month without missing a day. And she didn't sleep well last night. She has a sore neck today. And a whole litany of ills that will prevent her from getting her act into the office today. So, yeah, I've got editing to do. It's kind of a good thing because I can put my earphones on and having her be around won't bother me at all because I won't be able to be interrupted with the headphones on. So it'll work out just fine. I'm glad I saved the editing for today, though, because if I was trying to do anything that had required concentration and quiet, that today would not be the day for it. So, yeah, throw in an extra load of laundry, maybe, from the dishwasher. Do the noisy stuff that I can't do otherwise. And today should be a very productive day. Full Share still has not cleared review. I don't know why. I don't know what's up with that. I do know that it's not unusual. It's not common, but it is not unusual for this to happen. I don't know. Maybe they're just reading the whole damn book to see how many typos are in it. I don't know. But be that as it may, it's still in review. And probably, if any, I don't know what the status of it will be, but probably it'll come back to me for some reason. That would be just about par for the course to have it be in review for a week and then rejected. So I'm not holding my breath. I'll cross that bridge when I come to it. Cross that bear when I get there. Okay. Fingers are almost warm. Got enough blood flowing now, I guess. My thighs are letting me know that the muscle strength there is not where it used to be. Taking a couple days off was not a good idea. Taking a week off the first part of the month was definitely not a good thing to do. But back one day at a time, stay in the day. What happened, happened. What's going to happen will happen. What can I do right now? Answer, walk. Walk and talk and tell you all about it. So, yeah, Twitter was alive this morning with people talking about breakfast. And it's like, oh, Lord, I want some breakfast. I haven't had breakfast yet today. I really want some breakfast. I really want some delicious bacon and fried potatoes and fried eggs for breakfast. But that's not going to happen. Unfortunately, A, I don't have any bacon. B, I didn't really want to take that time to cook it. See, maybe tomorrow, because it requires me to cook some potatoes and have them chilled, so perhaps I will cook some potatoes today while the sauce is simmering. That'll give me a chance to pick up some bacon at the store. On the eastern stretch, but it doesn't seem a lot warmer. The sun is watered down today by the clouds, Monk Pool. There's some relatively extensive but relatively thin clouds up there. Cover a lot of the sky. It's watering the warmth of the sun down quite a bit. So I'm anxious to see what Evo has to say about writing copy. He's a very good copywriter. I'll have to give him credit for that. He's very much into marketing, because that's his job. So I'm really anxious to see, because I have to write some new copy. I also need to write a promo. I need a new promo for the share books. I need a new promo to talk about Ishmael Wong. Something a minute long. Anybody wants to record something and send me a link to it or email it to me or whatever. Maybe I'll put together a clip list. Little short statements from listeners who like the books and lend their voices to helping me promote them. Anita pointed out that Halfshare wasn't linking to my Author Central page, which is very odd, because I know I've included Halfshare in the Author Central page, it just didn't link. I linked it in again, and now it shows up okay. And there's still a lot of ride and cover art floating around, and that's because I haven't replaced it yet with the new cover art. The NathanLowell.com website, all of that is in the hands of my webmaster, and she'll roll them out as we get along in the pass, get them out. I really need to replace the ones that are on Libsyn, so the Libsyn covers show the corrected cover art for the new releases as well, for audio. Not that the audio has new releases, it's just that the covers are different. Yeah, dog, bark, bark, bark. I haven't had breakfast yet today, so I'll be going home and having my toast. I had a fresh loaf yesterday. It's wonderful. Today it's day old, but it's still going to be wonderful. There's something about toasted homemade bread. There's something about the texture of it. Even the bread machine bread. I mean, you know, granted it's not bread. It's not hand kneaded and doesn't have salt from my fingers in it and all the other stuff that goes into making homemade bread. But it's also really easy to do and delicious. So while it might not be quite as delicious as perhaps a homemade loaf would be, it's also a whole hell of a lot less work. And a lot tastier than store-bought. So, I think it was Mark Kinfoyle who suggested that to me, and I am grateful. If it was somebody else, I apologize. I've had it for, well, it must be almost a year now. I use it about every third day. So it's definitely one of the things in my house that gets used. My back hurts today. Got a good night's sleep. I went to bed relatively early. I think it was like 9:30. And then slept through till 5, which is a good night for me. That's an excellent night for me. Cats didn't wake me up for a change because there were no cats in the bedroom last night. So we'll take that. Walking fast enough that I'm breathless while I'm talking. So. Either I'm getting a good workout or I'm having heart problems. Prairie dog squeaking out there, out on the prairie. No geese this morning, that's odd. They must be hunkered down somewhere. Turns north, almost there. Really know what I'm thinking about else other than that. Just like, okay, I've got this stuff I've got to do. I've got the stuff I want to do. I've got this project underway. I've got tasks lined up in my head. As I'm walking along, I'm thinking, well, you know, I had pizza for supper last night. Maybe spaghetti would not be as good a choice tonight. I do have a pork roast I could put in this afternoon. That would be good. Younger daughter will inevitably have rehearsal tonight at 7, so I'll be up late again. Need to get this audio work done so I can take a nap this afternoon, not get so worn down by staying up until 10 o'clock and bringing her home. So yeah, my stomach is telling me, hey, it's time for food. Is it time for food yet? You're hungry. Of course, the problem is watching the tweets go by about the coffee and toast and bacon, omelets. It's like, oh. Yes. And now my beard is even stickier because now I've drooled on it. Oh, God. Anyway, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I will talk to you then.